The proposed city currently borders I-85 on the west, Gwinnett County on the north, Chambly-Tucker on the east, and the Emory area in the south. Republican Senator Fran Miller spoke in favor of Lakeside.
All I'm trying to do is give people the right to vote. This is a self-determination bill.
Miller also sought to address an ongoing dispute over overlapping boundaries between Lakeside and several other cities that are currently proposed in the House. He says he's in talks with those who favor the proposed city of Tucker to potentially combine the two cities.
The Tucker people are considering this. So right now, the posture is this. We've got a city sitting out here, the city of Lakeside, with about 70,000 people. We could possibly have a city with 90,000 people the size of Sandy Springs.
Meanwhile, DeKalb Democrats urged Republicans to vote against the bill and said they had little input on something that should be a local issue. Senator and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Jason Carter said Miller, who is the lone Republican member in the Senate's DeKalb delegation, is determining the fate of residents who don't even reside in his district.
More than half of the precincts in this map are in my district. And all of the people who live in unincorporated DeKalb between this proposed map and the cities that are there now are in my district. And at the end of the day, the pen that has drawn this map belongs to one person who does not represent my district and who does not represent the people who live there.
And Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson said voters need more time to be educated on the proposed city, particularly if Lakeside is combined with the proposed city of Tucker.
It's not like Dunwoody, where we beat this around for years before it got on the floor, or Sandy Springs for 20 years the community fought for it. We're having an election in 3 months.
Before passing the legislation, senators removed the Emory area from the proposed city. The bill now heads to the House. If approved, it would go before voters who live in the proposed city during the May 20th primary. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capital.